T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the combine, the general manager of the Philadelphia Eagles, Howie Roseman. Hi, Howie.
Good morning, Angelo. How we doing?
I'll be honest, Howie. Is there a way you guys could play all 12 months every year? I love football. This other stuff is not as exciting.
I miss it so much, man.
Right?
I miss it so much. I do. But you know what? I am very fired up and excited to be here and find ways to improve our football team so we can make sure you and our fans have a great fall.
Howie, I've always gotten the impression that you love the combine. You love looking at these young players and trying to project how much they could help your team. Is that one of your favorite parts of the job?
I love it. I love coming here. I love seeing these players, getting to meet them, getting excited about who we can add to our team. It's really the only time we get a chance to talk to other teams, other GMs about their team face-to-face, because once we go to the meetings at the end of March, free agency is already done, so a lot of our trade discussions, trades that end up happening, end up from taking place here, and you know I love that action. And then we get really, like, it's our coaches, it's all our scouts, all of our football operations, so we're all here together. It's really fun. So I'm really excited about it.
Everybody thinks they're a GM. How hard is it to look at one of these young guys, Howie, and be able to project how well they're going to do in the NFL?
Yeah, because the circumstances change. That's the hardest part. You know, you're taking a kid from college, you're moving them to a different town, you're putting money in their pocket, you're giving them more time, you're changing the scheme in a lot of these scenarios and these situations that they've played in college, and now you're trying to project that. And that's hard. But at the same time, you know, we should be good enough and have enough information to make a lot more right decisions than wrong. That doesn't mean that we're going to be 100%, but we just got to make good decisions. That's our job, and we have the responsibility to do that.
All right, and you do. You did say yesterday with the media that you might have a slightly different philosophy, thinking more long-term in this offseason than the last few. Explain your thinking there, Howie.
Yeah, I just think there's different eras of team building. And when we were in 2016, 2017, we had a quarterback under a rookie contract. And so we were able to build our team differently because of that. And now as we go forward, you know, obviously we gave Carson an extension. We have a very highly paid defensive tackle, a couple of offensive linemen who are making a lot of money. So we have to figure out a different way to add talent. It can't always be that we're just going to, you know, go on the free agent market and do that. We also didn't have a lot of picks, and we did that. We made some short-term decisions, which I would do 100 times out of 100 times again to win a championship. And so I just think it's going to be – that was our championship run, and that was a kind of period of time for the Eagles. And I think now we're building a different period of time. And, you know, stuff like, you know, we're excited about some of our young players, you know, Dallas Goedert, Miles Sanders. Like, our vision is they're on the field the next time we're playing in a Super Bowl and the confetti falls on our head. So – I think we just want to make sure that we're not doing a disservice and we're putting too many eggs in one basket for one year, as opposed to kind of looking at our team over a period of time and who's going to be part of it and what we're going to do to build around it, because we still got a young quarterback and hopefully he's playing for a long time, and it would be a disservice to get into any year where we didn't think we had a chance to compete for a championship.
And Howie, did you get a chance to see the TV show All or Nothing?
You know, I heard that there was a star of the show that I'm talking to.
No. Not at all.
That's what I heard. There was a moment where they asked me to watch about, you know, my scene, and of course they put it at the lowest part of the whole season, the lowest part for all of us during the season. So it just made me depressed. So, I've heard enough from me. I'm good. You know, I knew what went on during that period of time. But I joked with him. I said, really? Like, you got to introduce me during the worst part of our season. You know, we lose to Miami. So now I got that song under pressure in my head, that Queen song. Every time I see it, it's like I got flashbacks. It's not good. Not good.
All right. But here's what I took from it, because I re-experienced the whole season on there. And I could not believe how many injuries. It drove me crazy as the season went along. And now you're preparing for another team. How are you able, if at all, to calculate the injury risk in players you bring onto your team?
Yeah, I think I'm going to give you two quotes. One is that insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. So to sit here and say, like, what's happened over really even our Super Bowl year, that we can keep doing that and expect something different, that's insanity. And then the second quote is, hope isn't a strategy. We can't just hope that this is going to change. We got to do something proactively to make sure we're doing that. And I think that what we've done off the field so far in this offseason, I think we're going to see a lot of dividends. The people that we added, I think we got very lucky about these people being available at the time that we had a need and that we were looking for people. And I think that not that they're going to be the only people to make a difference, but they're part of the solution. And then we could do some things from a front office or a personnel staff to help them as well. And we will. And that's where it changes the dynamic of the team a little bit. I mean, listen, you're still going to see our great players that we all know and love with their names on the back of the jerseys when we open our season in the fall. But change is good in this situation. I think it's energizing all of us to get some new players, to have these picks, to have kind of this new direction, this new era of Eagles football, but with a lot of the same things that you've been accustomed to. I mean, we're not going to be stupid about this either. I mean, we got some really good players, and they're going to be on our team.
All right, I understand going into this, you can't directly, talk about specific players, but I want to get a philosophy thing with leaders in the clubhouse like Jason Peters and Malcolm Jenkins. When you're trying to decide what to do and you're managing that salary cap, Howie, how much of a component is it that they're a big voice in your clubhouse?
Well, it's part of the total package. You know, it's part of the stuff that we weigh when we're putting it into our decision-making is we want to have a team full of leaders. And at the same time, you also want to develop your younger leaders and allow them to have a voice. I mean, you have to give people the opportunity to do that too. And at times when there are powerful leaders, I'm not talking about these two guys in particular, those guys kind of defer. And we have this in our organization too. You know, Joe Douglas goes to get a GM job. Andrew Berry goes to get a GM job. Like, Andy Waddle's going to step up. He's going to do a great job. So sometimes you train guys, you give them all the tools. You want to see that as well. So we got to kind of balance that, but also make sure that there's no period of time where we're losing so much leadership that it's affecting the team.
What about the other way? If there's a player in that clubhouse that may not be creating the right chemistry, and I'm referring directly here to Alshon Jeffrey because there's been a lot of speculation, does that weigh in your decision whether to keep somebody or to let him go?
Well, I would say this in particular about this. I think that we're around these players, all our players, every day. We live with them. You know, we're married to them. So we have a good sense of who's doing the right thing, who cares, who doesn't. We're not perfect on that, Andrew. I'm not saying that. But
right.
I think that we're married to these guys. And that's one of the things about free agency, and we do this, and Joe Douglas talks about it a little bit, that we make sure that when coaches come in, that they download about the players because they've lived with them. So if you know someone, you know, it's like dating. It, until you really live with someone, until you're married to someone, you don't know how they're going to act. They're always going to be their best on their best behaviors. You're not really sure. So we use those as a resource. And so we know these guys, we know what kind of are deal breakers and what are not. And so I think we have a good sense of that on our football team.
At this stage in the process, Howie, you have
I feel like we're playing like this, like we're kind of like in this air on this all thing. Like you're talking about things, but like I like that at least you're bringing some of this to a head, Angela. Like, let's get after it.
I know. I'm about to get closure for this whole city, but I'm not quite ready for that yet. Howie, I got to know, at this stage of the offseason, do you have a really clear read on your roster right now of where the needs are, and how much of that can you share with us?
Well, some of it's obvious, right? Like, I'm not going to sit here and say that we got a perfect roster and there aren't areas we got to address. and that ideally, as we go into free agency in the draft, you know, we're sitting at pick 21, and there's a huge need with an outstanding player at that spot. Like, that would be perfect. But I think that the things that are difficult for us is trying to figure out what happens if it doesn't go perfectly for us. You know, what happens on the scenarios that it's not ideal about either who's there in the draft or what's available in free agency so we can continue to build the team. So, you know, we have a plan A, and, man, I'm telling you, I hope we can execute plan A as good as we possibly can. But in all likelihood, we'll probably have to do some change in that because of things that are going on, because there's 31 other teams. We can't affect that. And we'll have a plan B, we'll have a plan C. I'm not getting to D, Angelo. I don't want to get, that's too far down. But I think that we have to just be able to be flexible and to alter in case it doesn't go perfectly for us.
All right. Well, our perception, since we think wide receiver, cornerback, linebacker, those would be near the top of your list. Are we on the right track there, Howie?
You know, I think that our quarterback, you know, you look at it, and the most important thing first and foremost is protecting him, right? Making sure that we protect him. And then after you get that settled, and, you know, we put a lot of resources into our offensive line, which is always going to happen. It's important. We had 8 guys start a game on our offensive line last year. And that's a lot of guys. It's a lot of players. And then after that, we want to make sure that he's surrounded by playmakers, that we don't look back on Carson's career and feel like, you know, this guy didn't have the help at all times necessary to try to be at his best. And you saw some of that the last 2 years. You know, 2 years ago, we went and drafted Dallas in the second round. Last year, we drafted Miles and JJ in the second round. So, you know, we got to continue to make sure that he has weapons at his disposal, you know, assuming that the offensive line is taken care of first. And that's always going to be a priority for us. And then, you know, the way we build it, obviously on defense, and we want to get pressure on the quarterback. That's our priority first and foremost. But we also got to do a better job of protecting against deep passes against us. You know, those are the quickest ways to score. You know, when teams aren't going station to station football and they're throwing the ball over our heads, that's not good either.
Very interesting answer. All right, Howie, here's the one thing that there's a disconnect right now between your organization and the fan base. And I base this on 30 years of experience. Howie.
I don't like disconnects. That's a terrible word.
No, but you got to – here's the disconnect. You had a window 17, 18, 19. You designated that yesterday. 19 was the last of that specific window. And you had a quarterback playing the best football of his life. And hit was ripped away from him on a very controversial play early in the playoff game. And the organization has still not given the fan base a true sense of how they feel about the Clowney hit and the fact that there was no flag and there was no fine. Could you clarify for that to all of us right now?
Angela, I saw that one episode of All or Nothing, and I think it's clear that I watch the games very similar to our fan base because I can't control anything. I'm up there, and I turn into the most passionate Eagles fan there possibly can be. I don't want to compete. There's a lot of them. So I'm in that group, right? We thought that was a foul. We're sick to our stomach about the way the season ended for our team, for Carson in particular. But we're not in a position to lose draft picks, dude. Like, I can't do that. I can't do that. So you're going to get me in a situation where I'm going to say something and I'm going to lose draft picks. We're going to lose money. We're going to get fined. I can't do that. That doesn't make sense either because it doesn't put us back in time. I remember I said that one time. I don't have that, like, that Back to the Future time machine that can go back and change it. I'm sick about it. Doug's sick about it. Jeffrey's sick about it. Our whole organization is sick about it. We're there. We have a home playoff game, 8 plays in. Come on. You know that. You know that. There's no disconnect. We're sick about it.
Wow.
Should have been a foul.
Let me just say something right now, Harry. I'm happy. To me, that brought the closure I desperately needed. Seriously, Howie, thank you for that. I think you made a lot of people at least understand better where the organization is. That's an awesome answer.
I'm not in my stomach talking about it, man. You're killing my morning.
No, it's not that, Howie. I'm still in that moment.
I'm excited to start my day, meet these players. Now I got to go back to the freaking 8th play of the Seattle playoff game, the home playoff game, man. You're killing me.
Howie, you're awesome, man. Howie, thank you so much for doing this today. I really appreciate it. Get us some more good players, okay?
Yeah, we're going to do that. I appreciate you taking the time. Have a great day.
Thanks. Howie, I'm sorry. That is as good as I'm going to hope to get.
Yep.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.